Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, right. Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, right. Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, right. Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, right. With me, right. Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, right. Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, right. Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, right.
Come on, let's set it off.
You know it, you love it, you got it, you want it, you know it, you love it, you got it. You know it, you love it, you want it, you got it, you know it, you love it, you got it. Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, right. Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, right. Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, right. Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, right.
I'm a lesbian with food allergies. Remind me to insert Peach's song in beginning, set it off, the remix or whatever. I forgot to record the press. All right, let's get on with it. One moment, please.
I never had any split personality. I have a hell of a temper. It's southern.
Right. That was courtesy of Cuckoo Lombardi. Oh, shit. God damn it, the wrong Cheryl. Some other Cheryl that directs plays. Oh, do I have the speaker on in this, all this? It's an embarrassing story, mother darling. Christ. Hello? Hello? Mother darling, this is a lesbian food allergist speaking.
Thank you, mother.
I'm on broadcasting on the stream also again. You want to see what I'm eating? It's disgusting.
Let me go there now.
Hurry, because I gotta eat the thing. Hurry up. We go to eat it, Nades.
Sure.
I gotta eat the
thing.
Excuse me? Pleats?
One moment, pleats.
Whose pleats? Mm-hmm. You're wearing pleated pants?
What?
Are you wearing pleated pants?
Pleated pants?
Pleated pants?
You look fat. Oh.
Especially if you already are. It's a Lean Gourmet. It was a dollar at the Black Jewel. Girl, I had a horrible time.
Lean Gourmet. It's one of those fatty Michael, what's it called?
Michael Learned.
How much fat does it have in it, honey?
Who cares? Listen.
It ain't lean.
Neither are you, Nades. Oh, yes, you are. Listen. So I was at the Black Jewel. This isn't the panty poop story that I'm finna tell.
No, fine.
Oh, I think the stream went out. Oh, who cares? Anyway.
Come on.
So, Matt's turd dress is on. Oh, yeah, the whole thing crashed. Oh, well.
Hold on.
I will. If you're in the chat room, will you tell them my thing crashed and I'll be right back, Black? And then remind me, we got to talk about Black Jewel and then my own personal panty pooping. Nades. I had my own personal panty poop. Yes, I did, huh, Nades? It's a good one, too. I had a panty poop. Nades.
What happened?
I'm stalling. I can't tell you till the stream is back on, you know. That's why I'm stalling. I had a panty poop.
Okay.
Yes, I did. Hold on. Did you poop any panties this weekend? I know I did. I pooped my panties.
When do I not?
Well, you haven't been talking about it lately. I was beginning to think you
were... I haven't done a show in forever. I'll do one
your own
next
ground.
Week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, hold on. Let me just get on a wheel. This is taken for fucking ever. Christ on a stick. God on a wheel. Clit on a torus. I was telling this lesbian about a clitorectomy. She was very not... She was... really mad at me, I think. She didn't like... I said, look, I'm not the one that had the clitoris.
Did you say it's made out of corn?
It was made out of chopped liver.
Did you see that parody ad for the Splenda or the...
No.
The high fructose corn syrup? Oh, it's real
no,
good.
I didn't. I think I'm broadcasting again. You want to refresh? I think I'm on again. Do you like my dress?
Hold on. You got no dress.
I'm wearing a dress. Yeah, it's pretty and colored as usual. Yeah, it's on again. Okay.
Sure.
All right. So listen, what was I going to talk about? Oh, so I was just at the Black Jewel just now buying this delicious processed piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And there were these drunk people in front of me. And you know how they have these giant SpongeBob balloons, Cheryl? Have you ever seen those SpongeBob balloons at the checkout counter? I went and noticed them. These two guys were drunk or high off their ass. And they go, look at that. That's what happens if you don't pay your bills. And they point to the helium SpongeBob balloons. And they just started laughing hysterically. Like, ha, 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 ha. That's what happens if you don't pay your bills. But then the lady rang up, who had purple hair, rang up the bill for the alcohol. And it was $1.99 each. He said, no, that's $1.50. And it took about 20 minutes to do a price check. Meanwhile, this old lady gets in line behind May, who made this bag boy put all of her groceries on the conveyor belt. And she had taken those fruit bags. You know those plastic fruit bags, Cheryl? You know those plastic fruit bags?
You put the apples in?
Yes, she had taken hundreds of them. And everything she bought... she put into the plastic fruit bags first.
What?
So, yeah, really.
Why?
I tried to tape her, but she wasn't speaking loud enough. She's like, I don't know why. She was saying to the bag boy who didn't even care. She said, you know, somebody should stop old ladies when they buy too much and say, look, you've bought too much because I bought too much.
And she also stole a bunch of bags.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't right.
Technically, that ain't stealing.
It ain't.
Mm-mm.
Not calling.
Took me a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if, we have Matt Burgess here, and Matt is from either Australia or New Zealand, because it's all the same to me, and I don't need to know which, I still won't remember. But, you know, Xavier sent me all that coffee, remember?
Sure.
Okay, well, one of them is a syrup that expired a year ago, but I kept it anyway.
Wait a minute.
Yeah?
You didn't get this package a year ago.
Mm-mm.
He sent you expired syrup.
Mm-hmm. Coffee syrup with chicory.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, oh, it's expired. It's only a year. What with coffee? Who cares? And it's delicious because it's you put it in milk and it tastes like a dessert. They say you should have it with ice cream, but I don't have no ice cream, so I used whole milk. Well,
ew.
I had a glass of it and it was delicious.
Uh-oh.
And then I had another glass of it. It was delicious.
Uh-oh.
Then I went out and I started having stomach cramps. What day was this? Friday. Oh, yeah. Friday, so I...
You were getting a bird?
Not yet. I went to this restaurant, this horrible restaurant called Nookie's, where I always go with these at Queens on a Friday, and it's a horrible, horrible, horrible restaurant.
Horrible.
The food is shit, and I had a patty melt. So I, and then the cramps started getting worse, you know, and I thought, oh, this is terrible. But I didn't really... I guess I was suppressing them because, you know, the duty cramps. I thought, well, it's just a duty cramp. But then I walked home, and it's about a 25-minute walk home. And as I'm walking home, I'm feeling, uh-oh, it's starting to hurt. I think I'm going to have to duty from this soon. And it hurt more, Cheryl, and more. And I started to walk really fast. And then I released some gas because I had to. And thank God that was the problem in the restaurant, because in the restaurant I couldn't release gas because you can't afford at the table, even if they are messy queens you're with. So I'm like, just farting. Not like, I don't know how much bloat got in me like that. Nades.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was horrible.
You could feel something moist.
Well, then, and I was getting really close to the house. I was kind of like 5 minutes away. I'm like the home stretch, and I'm like fart, and I'm like, uh-oh. And I felt wetness. And I thought, my God, I just sharted, and I'm going to stink. And then all I could think about is when I get to the elevator, I'm going to be with somebody's going to come in the elevator and smell my duty panties, Cheryl. So I walked home. It was the longest walk because even though I had sharted, and then I couldn't even pass any gas anymore because I was afraid duty would come out. And it was just so painful. I really thought about those panty poop stories on the bus. I thought about, I wish I had a jewel bag in my pants, but I didn't. And oh my God, it was like the longest walk home ever. And so it just hurt and it hurt. And I remember thinking to myself, okay, now let's take the yoga practice and put it into actual use. I thought, you know, let's just pretend this is a difficult yoga pose, only it's duty. I said, instead of it's a pose, I just have to keep this rectum closed, Cheryl. I have to keep this rectum closed. Do not open the rectum. It's bad enough I already had a short. I can't let the whole duty out. I can't let the whole can of coffee out, really. And it was horrible, Cheryl. And I'm just walking, and I'm walking fast, but I couldn't run. Number one, because I didn't want to run. And I felt I looked stupid. Number two, because if I had run, it would have just burst anyway. Burst out of my pants, honey.
Okay.
Hold on, I got some in my teeth.
Nice.
Oh, so I'm running.
So you finished work.
I mean, I wasn't running.
Because it was at the... At the exit door. The exit door was...
my anus?
Being pounded on by and poopy.
What are you talking about?
Your anus.
Right. That. It's
about to burst.
So
it already had.
It was just the longest walk. Oh, my God. And then there's somebody in front of me walking the dog, and I'm like, God damn it, don't walk the fucking dog. And I ran. I get there. I go up the elevator. I run to the toilet, and then... Waterfall, squirt, 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 Cheryl. It was just a big, hot, juicy mess of coffee-flavored duty. Disgusting.
Well, it splattered
up.
Help.
Huh?
It didn't help that you drank all that whole milk.
It splattered all up in there.
You, no?
It splattered all up in there. All up in there. Mm-hmm.
I bet it sounded good.
It sounded real good. I mean, it was disgusting. It was just endless sharting and dutying. Horrible, Cheryl, horrible. Well,
do you have the panties so you can show us?
Well, no, I mean, they're not. They weren't. The funny thing is they were very, Sassy Sarcy's sending me dirty messages right now. I'm getting distracted. So please, Sarcy, keep it in your pants. Let's see. So I do have the panties. The thing is, I thought it was liquid, Cheryl, but it wasn't brown. It was a white liquid. It was like water dewy. It was water pooping.
Was there semen left in your anus?
Yes. No. It was water pooping, Cheryl.
No, funny.
That's why I thought it was so weird when I went to the beach and they had a sign that
so
said...
So when it dried, it's not, you know, a different color on your panty or nothing?
No, that's the thing. Well, the panties were blue. In fact, I had just bought them new that day, unfortunately.
Oh, you and Wanda with your blue panty.
Do she have blue panty?
You've seen the photo of her.
Doing what? In her panties? No, I didn't see
yes,
none of those.
Yes, we'll do one.
Oh, God, on a
wheel. This one is real good.
Oh, no, on a wheel.
No, I got a fun as shit.
Only Mad drinks whole milk. What's wrong with whole milk? It tastes good. I like whole milk with expired coffee syrup from Australia or New Zealand. God on a wheel, ain't no surprise.
Really?
Huh? What?
Really?
What?
Okay, I'm going to put it in the chat room.
Poster on over. I'm going to do it.
TwitPic, Nate.
Where is it? TwitPic. What's a TwitPic? Is this a picture? Oh, God, no. That's not Wanda. Why is there a... Oh, my God. What is with the spatula? You're going to get... No.
What?
Listen, we can't... You know that she is going to be very angry. No.
Why? She put it on her Twitter feed, and it's in her TwitPics.
Seriously? I mean, she Twittered this?
Look.
Why?
It's in her TwitPics.
Well, honey, my panties don't look like that. Mine are traditional panties that, you know, they're not those kind of... I don't know what kind of panties those are. What's she... Oh, my God. Why is she holding a spatula, Nades?
Oh, honey.
Wait. Cheryl, stop Twittering that to me. Stop Twittering.
See what's going on, Nate.
Read the one comment on this picture, please.
It's too early in the morning to see that bread. As a rule, I don't bluff after my friends, but I'll make an exception. Oh, my. Who is she?
A mess. Oh, my God, I'm destroyed.
Ooh. Well, that photo, well, personally, I wouldn't put up that photo if that was me, but, you know, I don't judge.
Well, she doesn't look bad, and it could be anyone, because you don't see her face, none. You know, somebody, a listener of mine sent me a picture of him jacking off and coming all over his entire face and chest. Because he didn't have money to send me.
Is he hot?
Yes, very. And he said, Madge, I've been listening to your show for 3 years.
How many minutes is that?
Yeah, I said, honey, if you've been listening for 3 years, you better give me more than a goddamn picture, even though I'm a lesbian with food allergies. He said, oh, okay. No, I'm not forwarding it because I haven't been able to verify that it's him because he doesn't say, while his face is on it, he doesn't say Madge Weinstein and No Yeast Radio. So how do I know he didn't just steal it from somebody? You know what I mean?
Probably.
It was very hot. I mean, it was such a cum shot you can't believe. I'm not going to play it because I don't want to. It was personal and I don't think he wanted me to broadcast it.
On was the TV. Video?
It was a crayon sketch.
Right.
God, what a dumb bitch you are sometimes. Well, mostly all the time.
Was it this photo?
What, are you sending me something else? Did you just send another picture? That again? Stop it! Stop it! Jesus Christ on a wheel. Can we get back to my dutying? Because you were asking about what the squirt looked like.
Well, that's why I asked. What you said, blue panty. And I thought
they're a striped blue panty, and they're Gap. They're granny panties. My panties
are
lesbian.
Just imagine if she pooped in those. The poop would just, I mean, they're so tight. And then it would go down the legs, and the white would turn brown. And, you know, it's...
Those panties are hardly practical, Cheryl. Hardly practical. I mean, really, they're so tiny, I don't see how they could keep your business in. I mean, one fart and the whole thing's over. You know what I mean?
And I'm sure they chill liquid real banger.
You know her testicles fall out of that shit. You know they do.
Or they just get pushed up inside her body cavity.
Her mud flaps be leaking out of those panties. I tried to wear panties like that once, and my lips went all out everywhere. It was horrible. It was like wearing a goddamn thong.
Well, I wore a jock strap yesterday because I thought maybe it would make my pro lips fit better and also expose my anus.
Or not a bad thought. Did it work?
Well,
what is this disgusting shit she's eating? Meat floss? She's
what?
You know, we have to give her. I mean, she had a horrible personal tragedy.
Right. So
give her
what's
a break.
Which photo?
This one is even worse. Oh, what happened? It logged me out of this goddamn thing. My own fucking show, and it logged me out. Did you get the thing or not?
No.
This goddamn piece of shit.
Which photo?
I just sent it. Did you get it yet? Did it go?
Oh.
There's a picture.
What the hell is that?
She looks like she's eating shrooms. I think she relapsed, and that's why she's wearing blue panties.
Meat floss.
I hope
she
didn't
relapse.
What the
fuck is that?
It's Chinese, honey. It's backwards. It looks like it's in a mirror. Love and the music. Give me a chance to come through.
I never had any split personality. I have a hell of a temper. It's southern.
So you shouted your panty.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, so it was a whitish, it was not brown, it was just more of a white liquid, but it was clearly stained. Have you ever seen when if a woman loses her mucus plug when she's having a baby? You must have seen that during one of your many abortions.
Oh, I see that about every month.
Mm-hmm. Right, so it looked more like a mucus plug releasiness.
Did it smell like fish?
No, because it was from the anus, not the vagina. I don't have an ass cunt like you.
Oh, well, I was going to say sometimes mine smells fishy. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because you got an ass cunt, Nades Chop. Good Christ, you have a bad memory.
Self-cleaning ass cunt. Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, look, Andy Melton is on Do Not Disturb. What a fucker. I mean, Schrock Bella Mortenstein. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I meant Schrockbella. Schrockbella Mortenstein. Did I say something else?
Sure did.
I didn't mean that.
Bandy DeClan.
DeClan Mortenstein / panty poop. Oh, no, that's me now. So did you like my panty pooping story? It hurt. I think I have to fart now. Hold on. Quiet on the set. That was nothing compared to what went on earlier in the week. Last week, actually. Late last week is when it happened. Oh, it stinks a lot.
What did you eat?
You saw what I ate. Oh, I had a lot of steel cunt. I had some steel cunt oats for lunch. Brekkies. And for lunch, I went to the Korean. I had a Buddha bowl, it's called. It's so delicious. They put kimchi, rice, and then this sort of meat, these Korean vegetables, some dog, and you stir it up. It's so delicious. This place is called Crisp. I know if you're in Chicago, you have to try this because it's the most amazing place. It's called Crisp. It's kind of like how they made popularized the Thai food with all those noodle shops. It's like that, but for Korean food with doog.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, what else?
Like a high.
What else is going on for you, honeys?
The way of life has been real busy. Hopefully I won't be so busy soon.
I've been busy, turd.
Excuse me?
Go ahead.
What did you say, babe?
I just said I've been busy, turd.
Did Doing what, motherfucker?
Private.
Did you get that job?
Working on it. I don't want to talk about it on the show, Grim.
Right.
But I'm working on it. That's why I've been busy. Not yet, but it's looking very good. It's a process, Cheryl. Now shut the Christ up about it, all right?
Not a process.
You're an ugly process. You're a process of getting ugly to ugly. Going from ugly to uglier.
It's not a process. God. That's a state of being.
You know, if made. I ever get a job, the first thing I'm going to do is buy you a less ugly face from the plastic surgeon. I wonder if they'll have you on a reality TV show for the extremely ugly. Oh, I saw the ugliest person I've ever seen today, by the way, at the coffee shop. He was buying coffee and he had a face. He had, what do we call that girl?
Plant.
It wasn't a half face. He had like, it was like totally asymmetrical like this.
Are you talking about face implant woman?
No.
KFC video.
No. What was I going to say, though, about the KFC?
That face.
What's with that guy that has, like, gives foot rubs with chicken or something? Do you know about this?
Don't fry that chicken.
No. This guy foot rubs. He gives out foot rubs and chicken. You don't know?
Oh.
Foot rubs and chicken.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. It's a comedy video.
Yeah, it's
racist.
All right.
What about it?
Just wondering if you've seen it.
Of course, Sonic Moon. It's on my favorites.
Okay, here's this is a something Cuckoo sent me from Grey Gardens. It's about you. Can you hear the screen or no?
Your face is so ugly. Look at that. Woman's supposed to be pretty. Do you ever see such an ugly face? Oh,
okay,
God.
I'm going to put it on the speaker too for you then. Hold on. Can you hear this? Hold on.
Your face is so ugly. Look at that. Woman's supposed to be pretty. Do you ever see such an ugly face? Oh, God. Your face is so ugly.
Do you hear that?
Your face is so ugly. Look at
what?
What did she say?
She said, your face is so ugly.
Your face is so ugly.
That was mother darling saying it to daughter darling.
Your face is so ugly.
Sending these goddamn, what are they called?
PSAs.
PSAs.
I think PSAs are when you get a prostate issue. It's called PSA. That's the test. Here, I did make a recording from the Black Jewel. I don't think it came out there. Do you want to try it and hear it? Okay, you're going to have to turn on your simulcast for this. All you hear is some beeping, really. Oh, no, you can hear her really carefully. Hold on. Shh. Thank you so much. Sorry, Cheryl, it's really not that interesting. I mean, it is, but you can't hear it. Just hear the cash register pooping. She was voiding out the drunk people's food. And then she's bringing me up. And then I said, can you swipe the preferred code for me? I don't got it. This is fascinating. She said, I'm thinking they're not there. Because, Cheryl, the liquor department wasn't answering the page. All right, enough. Enough with the Osco liquor price check. There are things less fascinating than that, but he's on Do Not Disturb. All right. Where were we, Cheryl? Oh, we were going to play one of Kiko's PSAs. I haven't heard any of them, so I don't know what to expect.
They're real funny, he says.
Oh, they are? Okay, well, here's one. This one is called Think Before You Speak, Dyke.
Dyke, be honest with yourself. You're not thinking of an embankment that holds back and controls water. The problem is, the words like dyke and faggot are so commonly used as insults these days, it's really hard to remember a time when they weren't. So please, knock it off. Learn more at thinkbeforeyouspeak.com.
Is he saying I should say dyke and faggot or shouldn't?
I'm not quite sure.
I don't understand. Here's another one.
There was a time when the word faggot meant a bundle of sticks. But then people started using it in an insulting, offensive way, and things changed. So when you say things like homo, dyke,
right,
and that's so gay trying to be funny, remember, you may actually be hurting someone. So please, knock it off. Get more information at thinkbeforeyouspeak.com.
Your face is so ugly. Look at that. Woman's supposed to be pretty.
There's another one. Wait, what is this one? These are kind of retarded. I kind of like them, though, because they're stupid. Let's see.
There once was a time when all gay meant was happy. Then it meant homosexual.
Is he serious?
Now people are saying that's so gay to mean dumb and stupid, which is pretty insulting to gay people, and we don't mean the happy people.
You know what,
so please,
Cuckoo? What's insulting is the porno production music that only Cheryl is permitted to use. It's so horrible. Isn't that insulting?
Your face is so ugly. Your face is so ugly.
Oh, my God. What else? This is such a train wreck. I need to hear some more of them. What is this one called?
There's so many.
Yeah, he went nuts with the pee. He must not.
He's very busy.
Must
very
be the
busy.
Rain. I don't know. What. Does he not have a gerb or what? Oh, here. This.
I don't know.
Oh, no. This is the good one. This is from Grey Gardens, which I like. I know that's. Oh, my goddamn mail froze. Oh, no, it didn't. Here, hold on. No, that's Grey Gardens. We already played that, which is good. This one is called Cheryl's Face.
Your face is so ugly.
Oh, we already heard that one. Steve Harris gave me a free copy of The Feeder. Wasn't that nice of her, him, Merritt?
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Him, her.
Love her.
You too? God damn it. I thought I was special.
You're not.
Kiko Lombardi. Okay, Suicide Lifeline. Please tell me this one is not serious. I can't take much more of this. Here, wait. Hold on, Cheryl. I'm going to pay it now.
If you feel trapped, if you feel you have no one to turn to, if you've been feeling down for a while...
Then please kill yourself. Bye.
If you feel trapped...
I'm sorry.
If you feel you have no one to turn to, if you've been feeling down for a while, it's important to talk to someone. You can talk to someone right now by calling the Lifeline. Help is available at any time of the day or night, and it's completely free and confidential. Please call 1-800-273-TALK.
Don't tell Cheryl the number.
That number once again.
No. Don't tell Cheryl the number, Kiku. Is he nuts giving you the number of the suicide hotline? Good Christ on a wheel, Cheryl. This is fucking train wrecked. Are there any more? Cheryl.
No, and I'm sure there are. She said that. Why are you sending me these? And she said, because they're funny. And I said, how are they funny? They're completely serious, and there's nothing funny about them, sure.
And no, this one is called Racial Bigotry.
Am I missing something?
This one is called Racial Bigotry, Cheryl. And the next one is Swine Flu. Oh.
Yeah.
Freedom. What does it mean to you? It's more than just waving a flag. It's what makes your lives matter. And in this country, it belongs to everyone. But every day, someone becomes a victim of racial prejudice and bigotry. They are denied their basic freedoms. It doesn't have to be that way. It's up to all of us to speak out when we see that happen. The first step is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find yours at freedomcenter.org.
She is not sick. She is perfectly normal.
Now, this one is about fat discrimination, Cheryl. This next one.
On many fronts, fat discrimination seems to be acceptable, at least to the ones not on the receiving end. People complain about it in the workplace. They complain about it on television and in the movies. They complain about it appearing
about
in magazines,
fat?
Billboards, and any other conceivable form of advertising.
What?
Many men, women, and children feel they are alone when they are discriminated against.
Right.
Some
it's
may
true.
Not even be aware of what's happening to them.
Yeah,
they only
maybe
know
the
they
fact
feel
that
more
their pants
insecure,
are tight.
Violated, and inferior. Fat people are not alone in their fight against discrimination. For more information, please visit the National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance at NAAFA.org.
They are funny, Cheryl. Now, this one is about swine flu.
health officials are concerned about a new influenza virus of swine origin that's spreading from person to person. Officials are acting to combat this threat, but the outbreak could grow. Prepare now. Check with local leaders, schools, employers, and other community groups.
All right.
If you've been mistreated or harassed based on sexual orientation, gender identity, or HIV status, the ACLU wants to hear about it
Check
and may be able to help. For more information,
God, he's crazy. Look at this. Another one. Oh, not another Andy Melton song. Oh, my God. Here's another PSA. This is for PFLAG. Is he on crystal meth? Notice how there's nothing about crystal meth in these PSAs because he's on it.
Every day in communities large and small across the country, PFLAG is working to help keep families together. PFLAG support group meetings provide a safe space for GLBT and questioning people to share their feelings and experiences
Their identity. These are from Sorted Lies.
You are not participating in your own recovery.
Would you like a Valium?
I sure as hell am not going to do them stupid masturbation exercises if I can't at least masturbate.
Let's go back to the
All right, here's something else. These are all the shit he sent. This is from February. This shows how often I read my email. This is erection suppression.
An erection is not something you can ultimately prevent.
Cheryl, what the fuck is wrong with her? Seriously. Should I play the rest of that? Yeah.
An erection is not something you can ultimately prevent, but it is something you can control to some extent. It's very embarrassing to have to get up while saluting the world. There are ways you can prevent that from happening.
What?
Step 1. If you're in school or a similar place and you get an erection, look at the clock. How much time do you have until you need to move? If you have a fair amount of time, then just subtly move it under your waistband. This works best when you're wearing denim pants. If you don't feel comfortable doing this, or you aren't at a desk where you have the privacy to do so, squeeze your legs together tightly. This will feel uncomfortable, but it's going to be better than nothing.
Oh my God, Cheryl, I want to murder him right now. By itself. What the fuck is wrong with that thing? Erection suppression? The erection is over. Do you think he has the priapapisms? Hello?
I don't know, but he is special, and I appreciate all of those emails. They're very special and interesting.
Oh, my God.
Perfect for my program.
Even Sashi says, turn off the PSA.
Well, then you know it's bad, Nate.
Yep. It's bad.
How was your interview with Hoor?
We didn't do it. She went offline after. I think she couldn't. She didn't. Wasn't into it anymore after that. She was offline.
Understandable.
Thanks for bringing it up, though, bitch.
Oh, sorry. Well, you know, I mean, you got to keep your word. You're an honest lesbian.
What is Jeffrey Taylor talking about? Spillover, verbal quaaludes. Who is the whitest man in the world? The gayest, whitest... Oh, Cuckoo, you're talking about. She's a mess, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a mess. I haven't been looking at the chat, so I don't know what's going on here. Cheryl?
Yeah?
Tell me one of your panty poop stories. You said you had panty pooping over the weekend.
Over the weekend, I always have panty pooping.
Well, let's hear about it, honey. I'm not a panty pooping psychic.
Okay. The last time occurred when I was on my way to work, and I was 20 minutes late already, and so I'm waiting for the bus.
Right.
And for breakfast, I had a 16-egg omelet with Canadian bacon and sausage, back bacon.
Chicken booby? Chicky booby?
No, those were on the side. Those were not an omelet. You got to do it with blue panties. And then I also had some Diet Coke. and I was wearing bright red panties, kind of like the ones that a one-third was wearing. And my lips fitting in there. Oof, it was pressure, honey. So much pressure. Okay, so I didn't have time to take to change out of my cooking panties, and so I had to leave.
Cooking panties.
I took off my house dress very quickly and changed into my morgue uniform for the Hertz rental car.
Wait a second. Now, who has cooking panties?
One turn. Now, listen. So, I didn't have time to change my panties because it was a lot of work to get into them. Very tight.
Why? Because of the layups?
Yes.
Because of all your layups?
Anyway, but oof. So, I'm wearing my uniform to go work at Hertz Rent-A-Car.
Right.
And I'm taking the bus to go work at a car rental place. Isn't that ironic? Okay, now I'm 20 minutes late. I missed my goddamn bus. So I need to take a bus that goes, you know, probably takes about a half hour longer than the other one that I missed. So I'm thinking, great. I've been planning on getting there a half hour earlier so that I knew that when I had a poop, I could poop.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
This time,
takes an hour to shit.
Starting to work itself out, and all the pressure of my bright red tight cooking panties pushing on my lips and my colon. And
did you have your spatula with you?
There's a smell seeping out. I try to use the spatula to kind of move the panty away from my body a little bit. Somebody saw me and looked at me like I was crazy.
I imagine that.
I held up the spatula like I was going to hit them, and they turned around. But anyways, when I put it in my panty, I pulled it out. It was covered in poop. I hadn't pooped yet. Didn't make any sense. So anyways, about halfway to work, I felt, you know, that feeling, you can kind of hear it in your stomach.
What did you just say?
Gurning and gurgling.
Can you make that?
You know what I'm saying?
I need to isolate that. So one second, please. One moment, and I need you to make that sound again. Go ahead. Okay, I'm looping it now. Go ahead with your story. You only hear it on the simulcast. You'll hear it if you listen to the program.
Okay. So, it's making that sound, and everyone that's sitting around me can hear it. It's looking at me. And I said, I ain't got any words on me. And because looking, because I listen to that program of yours, I keep looking at me. I said, don't fucking look at me, asshole. You're racist, and I know it. So, I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, I felt some of the egg/meat mixture slipping through my large, smooth intestine rather quickly. I think it just kind of skipped the whole digestion process and went straight into my anus. Now, I also drank about a gallon of buttermilk.
Uh-huh.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious. And I'm lactose intolerant. And, well, let's just say that about at this point, I let out a little fork, and it wasn't a fork, but you didn't hear anything.
Right.
Because my panties were so tight that they kept getting tighter and tighter. And I didn't realize that I kept releasing the liquid, you know, the blood kind of filth.
Uh-huh.
And my panties were getting larger and larger. And all of a sudden, you heard kind of a pop. I don't know, crazy noises. And it started slowing down my leg. It was embarrassing, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I don't care what other people think of me. I'm an independent woman.
That's clear.
Sometimes you're going to let the pressure out of your cooking panty.
Your whole fuel.
Cooking panty. You should call this program Cooking Panty.
Okay. Cooking Panty.
Okay. poop in the cooking pan.
I'm playing an egg. I put the vocoder on your stomach sound. Can you hear it? No. You want to do a lips too? Go ahead.
Lay-ups.
I already just took the one lips. Hold on.
Lay-ups.
Very nice.
Lay-ups. It does not like all that. Man, lay-ups. She's a lesbian.
What'd you say? Sorry, I can't stop your lay-ups. What'd you say?
Whale watching.
Huh? Whale watching?
It's like whale watching.
Oh, it's whale watching. Is that what it is? Well, that was a nice panty-pooping story.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I saved it just for you.
This, too, is perfectly normal. And this is what you can expect. And this usually takes place when you have an orgasm. A full bladder early in the morning can cause an erection, and this is normal.
Okay. Girdle. All right, enough.
Thank you. Another story.
You I got another story for me?
Do you?
No, but, you know, I got a spam today from Nigeria, and they gave a phone number. I thought maybe we could call it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
It's from a Mr. He's a reverend, I believe, in Nigeria. But after listening to that PSA, I feel like I'll be racist to call Nigeria, even if it's spams. Let's see. This is from Christina Culp about your payment. Let's see. Open message. Let's see.
But you were really excited at first.
I'm Christina Culp, a U.S. citizen. My residence is 1900 Renaissance Drive, Norman, Oklahoma. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Moreover, Reverend Jacob Etterbaum showed me the information of those that have not received their payments, and I saw your contact on his file as one of those that the World Bank approved their inheritance payment of 5.5 million USDs. This is what you have to do now. You have to contact him direct on this information below if you still have interest in receiving your funds. Okay, so you have to call Reverend Dr. Jacob Etterbaum, and the phone number is 234-01-292-1649, and that's in IKEA, Lagos, Nigeria. Okay, so we're going to... It's Nigeria. That's all you have to know, honey. Let's see. Contacts. Add a contact. Let's see. Nigeria. I'll just call it Nigeria, Nate. Oh, I spelled it wrong. It looks evil. Okay, Nigeria. How do you spell that? Okay, never mind. Okay, let's try it. I guess we'll try it. Call no, that's not good to even say.
It's one N-word. Yes, I will.
I understand. Okay, Nigeria.
You better not ruin this.
Why do I have two numbers for Nigeria? This is weird. Okay. I'm not going to ruin it. I don't know if it's really the right number. It seems weird. It's a very long number. I don't think it's right. I won't.
Wait a minute. They're going to add my phone number, honey.
No, they're not.
They're not on Skype, okay. Sorry.
God, you're dumb.
Listen.
I don't hear nothing. Let's try this one. How are you supposed to...
Hello? Hello, number you are calling is currently not reachable. You can still reach a call party through voice SMS. Simply dial from your glow line star followed by the person's glow number and press send. Each voice SMS costs 15 naira.
What? What the fuck is she talking about?
The glow
about?
Number you are...
I don't understand this, Cheryl. Hold on.
No.
Do you think they gave me the wrong number?
I don't know.
Maybe I dialed it wrong. I suppose that's a possibility at times. Should I send him an SMS?
No.
Dear Nigeria, this is the lesbian Madge Weinstein, and I have food allergies twice. How do you edit the contact? I don't even understand how this works. I don't know how to edit the contact, Rich. Okay, let's see the email again. Let's see. It just gives the phone number 23401, but the country code for Nigeria is 234. Oh, wait a sex cunt. Hold on. Oh, I see. That's the problem. I shouldn't have put the... Oh, I understand it, Richiles. I called the wrong number. Hold on.
What you call me?
Richiles. I don't know what I called you.
Julia Child, dying rat, or dad?
Yes, you are. You're both. I'm both your father and your mother. I'm so glad we have each other. I have her, she has me, and you're in one of them things, them buses. You spend a lot of time on the bus, don't you? Oh, me, Nigeria. I was calling Niger. It's Nigeria. Right. Here, let's try it again. Okay, so Nigeria. Not an N-word. Area.
H1N-word.
Wait, now it didn't even go in at all? I bet it's banned from Skype because they know it's about black people because they're racist as well. Let me try one thing. How do I edit contacts? Why do I keep having to do it over? Like, I keep having to add new contacts because I don't know how to edit them. Edit contact.
Right click, edit contact.
It's not a contact. Please don't be racist. God, I hate you. Get me in such trouble. You do. Don't hang up, but go through an AIDS. Now, this is... Okay. Oh, it's not working. I think they have it banned or something. NAIDS?
Racist.
Yeah, it is racist, actually. 234-01-492-1649. That's the number. I dialed it. What the fuck? Bitches.
Well, I have another one that we could try.
All right, let me try this number once more. No, it says number doesn't exist.
I got a fax from somebody that says they want to renew their domain.
Okay. Why is that interesting?
I don't know. I mean, it's better than nothing.
Is it a scam, though?
Who knows? Probably. They faxed my goddamn number.
You want me to call a fax machine?
No.
Ow. All right, what do you want me to do? Do you have a number for me to call? I'll call it Cheryl's fax thing. Cheryl's thing. Okay, is it U.S. or what?
I have no idea.
Thanks.
Where are you? How come I don't see you on the screen?
Oh, am I over again? Did I
quit? There you are.
Oh. What?
Aaron Nott, fan beat. They want to renew their domain, boostyourjapanese.com.
Boost your Japanese? What?
That's the domain they want to renew.
Okay.
Aaron Nott.
You going to give me the number or what?
I gave it to you in the fucking chat room, Mary.
The chat room? Where the... Oh, the tab. +31 is the Netherlands. They're asleep right now. It's like 6 in the morning, but we'll try it.
Who cares?
Right.
It's important to renew your domain.
Okay. We're calling the Netherlands. Hopefully it's not Bicycle Mark's number. Cheryl. Cheryl's thing. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Dit is het antwoordapparaat van Arnoud van Beek. Spreek een boodschap in en dan ben ik u zo spoedig mogelijk terug.
Hello, I received a fax not very long ago that you wanted to renew your domain. Well, if you'd like to renew your domain, you should call me back 206-666-LYPS. Leops. That's in America, honey. Bye bye.
Wow. Fascinating stuff, girl.
Did you hang up?
Yeah, you hung up. Now what?
Let me see.
Yes, I know, Jeffrey. Cheryl doesn't know how to tell to him. Well, you got some in Australia? Jamie said that was C++. I don't know why you gave it pluses. I don't even know why you gave it a C. It was more like an F. Mm-hmm. It's really an F. Who's Blue Fanny 400? Who that? I think Matt Burgess is asleep. Matt, can't you give us someone a call in the Australia? F plus. Cheryl.
Listen.
Get moving, Nades Chops.
Get moving, Nades Chops.
Nadesula. What's going on here? Is my thing frozen again?
No.
Oh.
Should it be?
Sure.
Let's see, listeners. Anal incontinence. Call this spammer. Okay, let's see. Here's the phone. I wonder if it's the same one.
What does this one say on the spam, Cheryl?
Attention, beneficiary. This is to officially inform you that we have verified your loan contract and / inheritance.
Oh.
Violent. Found out that while you have not received your payment is because you have not fulfilled all the obligations given to you. Why keeps going on and on?
Right.
They want your full name, address, phone number, and fax, your age, gender, and occupation. And we're supposed to give that to this man, Mr. Fred Uzoma, at the Bank of Bank Manager at Access Bank PLC.
Wait, here. Here's something from Matt Burgess. The NSW Get Healthy Information and Coaching Service is funded by... So you want to get healthy. Matt, do I have to... How do I dial this? Is there a country code or is that included? And this is Australia, right? Matt. It's the first thing you found in Google. Matt, is what kind of country is it from? Oh, God. She's a mess too, honey. It's... Cheryl, are you still there or what?
Yes.
I just had to make sure, Finna. Okay, so Australia. Australia is plus... Let's see. I got a plus 43s. Oh, that's Austria. Oops. I'm not that stupid. Okay.
Right.
This is called Burgess. Burgess Coaching. I have to give it a name, right? Can't conference call it. Cool. Why is my mother online at this hour? Coaching Burgess. This is Matt Burgess. You want to get healthy, tell them. What?
Good afternoon. You have reached the New South Wales Get Healthy Information and Coaching Service. My name's Tamara. How can I help you?
Hello, my name's Cheryl, and I thought this could be a good step in my recovery of becoming a more healthy person to call and, you know, get your advice about the things I could do to get healthy.
Okay. Sorry, was your name Cheryl?
Yes, Cheryl.
Yes. Okay. Look, just to ensure, first of all, that you're eligible to access the service, could I just get your date of birth and postcode?
Oh, well, I'm, you know, kind of then. I don't like to give out my age, and
Okay. The only reason is that the service is actually only offered to people over the age of 18 and residents of New South Wales. So it's just part of our standard process.
Well, my postcode is 2073. I'm definitely over 18.
Okay. Is it possible to get that specific date of birth? It's just that our system requires that for me to continue.
Sure. July 1st of 83, 24 days.
Sorry, the 1st of July, was it?
Yes, of 83.
83?
Yes.
19A. Okay. All right. And I do just have to let you know that the call may be monitored for quality and training purposes. Is that okay with you?
Yes, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'd just to reassure you that any information we do discuss will be kept confidential, though.
Okay, good.
Okay, so just to give you an idea, we do have two options that we can offer as part of the Get Healthy service. The first option is that we can send you out an information pack in the mail, which is basically a booklet which has about 64 pages, and it has some very useful information on things like physical activity, so how much you should be aiming for. Also healthy eating, so how many serves of the different food groups you should be having on a daily basis, as well as things like how to read food labels, and a section on weight management as well, so some tips on how to achieve a healthy weight.
Sounds like something that one of my friends should learn about, eating healthy, yes. Not eating too much.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think we can all always gain a bit more information, can't we? But look, the second option offers you a bit more support and guidance, and that's our health coaching program. And basically, it's a 6-month telephone-based support program where you set a specific lifestyle goal with a health professional. So it can be around either improving or maintaining your current weight, or addressing your eating habits, or improving your physical activity levels. So what would happen is that together...
Things like, you know, if I have a medical condition, like not personally making it worse by what I do.
Okay. Look, I guess it depends what condition that specifically is. Generally, our goals are just around those three areas. So I'm not sure if you could pinpoint whether it could fall into one of those categories.
Do you know what a prolapse is?
A prolapse?
Mm-hmm.
In regards to...
Well, on court, and it's kind of when your lady business kind of falls out of your body, and I had an accident a few years ago where I was, I was having a baby, and unfortunately the baby died, and it created a fistula between my anal opening and my vaginal opening, and unfortunately, you know, my doctors have still not been able to fix it. And so it caused all kinds of problems. And, you know, I mean, I've seen these commercials for in the Africa, how they fix their prolapses and they call it. But I need one of those. I mean, so in the meantime, I'm trying not to push to bear down too much because I don't like when, you know, it falls. It looks very ugly.
Okay. So I guess in terms of specific advice in regards to that condition, that does fall a little bit outside of what we can offer as part of this program, and I probably would recommend you continue seeing your GP in regards to that. However, we can always look at, I guess, other areas of your lifestyle.
I've got plenty, honey, plenty. You know, I mean, from quitting smoking to maybe not tanning so much, or, taking some time away from my many jobs to take care of myself. And, I mean, I've got all this loose skin all over my body. I wear these panties to cook, and when I'm, you know, it just doesn't look good, and I think I look good. I think I got a body image problem.
Yes. So do you feel that at this time you would like to receive some information in the mail, or do you feel that you would like to go on to the health coaching program?
Well, how does the health coaching program work, and how much does it cost, and who do I get to talk to?
Okay, so it is a free service, and I would actually be your health coach, and basically it's over a six-month period where you would receive up to 10 calls over that time, and we could set a goal either in the area of addressing your weight, your eating habits, or your physical activity levels.
Okay. What about sexual problems?
That would fall more into, I guess I would encourage you to speak to your GP in regards to those type of things.
I mean, he's actually the one that showed me a brochure for this service and said that it might be a good idea for me to talk to one of you about this, because he didn't really feel comfortable handling my problems.
Your GP?
Yeah.
Did you say that was your GP?
That's correct.
That's correct. Okay, I guess from our perspective, I would see that as your GP's role, and I guess as part of this service, all that I would be able to really help you with is those areas of your weight and your food choices and your physical activity.
Okay.
So I guess it's designed to really complement the service that your GP does give you.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, how much do you weigh, honey?
Unfortunately, I can't release that sort of information about myself.
Okay.
It is purely about, offering a service.
Okay. And what you... I mean, it sounds like a good program, and...
It does sound like a good program.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
Okay. So at this time, would you like to receive the information in the mail, or would you like to go ahead with setting up a health goal?
Well, I guess you could then set up a health goal and...
Okay, seeing if we can come up with a bit of an action plan for you. Okay. As part of that process, I would have to obtain some information from you in terms of your contact details, your postal address, and also some information about your health.
Okay. Well, so what kind of health school? I mean, could it be like, you know... I want to lose 60 pounds in the next 2 weeks... And I want to get rid of these anal warts. I'm going to go to my doctor, finally have him do something about them. I'm going to have a lipstectomy and get trim these lips. I'm going to, take my dog to the vet finally. He's been peeing all over the house and ruining all my furniture.
Okay.
Go to the gym, work out. Play with them. Play with myself enough so that I don't need to go out and go on the Craigslist and, get the HPV again and, get massages. I've been getting these horrible massages where the person that gives me the massage gives me cramps. And, I mean, it's very, it's disturbing. And do you guys deal enough with the... abortion to be able to advise me about whether or not I should continue to engage in my behavior that induces frequent and sexually arousing abortions.
Okay. All right. Look, at this time, I would probably encourage you just to speak to your GP in regards to these matters. I do feel it's a little bit... Sorry?
The pooping panty. You think GP can help me with my pooping and my panty? It's a real problem.
I guess... Yes, I understand that. And
would you believe I'm only 25 and I've got all these problems? It's very, very dramatic.
Oh, I do understand that, and I do empathise with you. But unfortunately, this being a telephone-based service, I do feel
I understand. You've got to see the pooping panty in order to fix it and smell it to see how bad it is. I completely understand. Yes. So, do you have a website I can visit?
Let me have a look for you. Well, how about I send you out our information pack, because there are some useful websites also listed as part of that book, and so I'm sure you might be able to benefit from actually visiting a number of those websites. So how about I post that out to you, and I'm sure you'll be able to find some useful...
I'm actually about to move tomorrow, and I probably shouldn't get any mail at my mother's place, just yet. She'll probably get angry at me. I mean, can I call back and then have you send it to me?
Yeah, you can ring. Yeah, once you've moved, that's fine. Just give this number a call, and we can always send that information to you. That's probably the best way to do it.
Okay, will it be you I talk to, or maybe somebody else?
It might be somebody else, yes. There's a number of us that take the phone calls. But it's the same process every time. Okay?
Thank you so much, honey. You have a good evening.
You have a good afternoon also. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, bye now.
Hello? Oh, how did I lose Cheryl? Oh, that's weird. All right, let's get the Cheryl back. Uh-oh. Something happened. Oh. Hello? Where is she? Cheryl, why aren't you answering? I am calling back. It's ringing. Answer, Cheryl.
You have reached the Sprint TCS voicemail box of...
Uh-oh. Cheryl. Did I not call the right number? Oh, that was an old number. Oops, sorry. Sorry, Cheryl. Cheryl. Cheryl's thing. Cheryl, new phone. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was very traumatic for you.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Did you record your audio?
Of course.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, no, not my audio. Nice. I wasn't laughing, what? Cheryl. I wasn't laughing. I was holding it in. I was holding it in.
So they don't get to hear you gasping.
Well, you can hear it, maybe. The mic was on, but I was really trying to hold it in. You know, Vince is on there. He's online. He's the one that showed us his pierced penis that one time. This one time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're going to show it again?
I don't know. Somehow I doubt it. He said woot. He said woot. What does woot mean? Does that mean I'm going to show your penis? I think
did
it was a little
enjoy,
bit...
Did you enjoy that program?
That was hilarious, of course. You were on Ambien when you did that? You were under the influence of Ambien when you showed us your winkles? Seriously?
It makes you do sexual things. It's in the side effects.
Cheryl, you should take Ambien, and then you could do some lip. We could finally see how pretty you are, and we could, I mean, ugly you are, and see your lips. Would that make you show and pierce... Is that... Vincent, I'm very upset that I thought you were doing that out of love for the program. I didn't know it was because you were in an Ambien blackout. Jesus Christ. Just take
one
more.
One time. Mm-hmm. I was on Ambien in the morning.
Yeah.
And I went to the bus, and I threw the bus driver out of there, shat my panties, sat in the driving seat, drove to my job, crashed into the light pole, and killed about three people. I don't remember any of it.
Wait, there's a funny noise. Something's gurgling, Cheryl. I think something's gurgling. Is it you? Is it your stomach?
Sorry.
Yeah.
I've got any warts on me.
This is the best thing to wear for the day. You understand?
Yeah.
Because I don't like women in skirts. And the best thing is to wear pantyhose or sometimes under a short skirt. I think. Then you have the pants under the skirt. And then you pull the stockings up over the pants.
Who said donations? What? Oh, yeah, we need donations. Cheryl has cancer again and I am broke. Shut up, Sarcy. It's my show. I'll play fucking sound loops if you want. Don't come here out of nowhere, out of sassy Sarcy land, and tell me how to run my show. Christ. Can you believe her? She has the nerve to tell me not to play loops. Fuck her.
Thank you for holding. Thank you for holding.
I haven't got any more on the door.
This is the best thing.
I haven't got any more
because I don't like being in skirts. And the best thing is to wear pantyhose or some pants under a short skirt. I think. Then you have the pants under the skirt. And then you can pull the stockings up over the pants underneath the skirt.
For a minute or two.
And you can always take hold of that skirt.
Perfectly normal.
So I think this is the best costume for the day.
Everything fancy.
How to get these things up, you know.
What, Cheryl? What, Sharcy? I mean, what, I almost called you Sharcy.
Sharcy.
Shardy. Sassy Shardy. That's what we should call her. Sassy Sharcy. Sassy Sharcy.
Mm-hmm.
With kitchen panties. I really need album art from someone. Just one person. Maybe Vince.
You have the photo already, Mary. The cooking panties.
Oh, I'm not using that, Cheryl. I don't want
chicken.
Listen.
The chicken and the cooking panty.
I don't believe that Wanda posted that for real because that was not
something. She did. She posted it on Facebook.
She would be very angry at me. Trust me, I know this.
Let me find it.
It is not something for artwork, and if you send that to me as album art, I will know it, play it.
I'm going to find it to prove it. You fucking bitch.
I don't understand what Sassy Shardy is talking about. Who is Paul Michelle?
He's a good painting. He's punish his legs, so that's not it.
Again with the punishing?
Welcome Sarcy. To the turquoise.
Yeah, but Sarcy, I don't want to have to work for it. I just want somebody to send me shit. I just need album art for one show. You're so out of touch with my show, Sassy Sharcy. Sharty. Every show has different album art. I don't need no fucking commissioned painting. I just need something for 10 seconds. No, I don't need you to email him, Sharcy. Thank you for offering, but it's just too much. It's too complicated. Never mind. Scratch it from the record.
Talk what?
God.
Excuse me?
I think, Sassy Sarcy, you would be better off spending your time making another one of those fabulous videos so that I can link to it on Facebook.
Here we go.
Yes, I will co-star in it. But I have to look pretty for it, and I don't look pretty right now. And I'd be happy to co-star in your videos. even though you didn't ask me to. What? What are you doing, Cheryl?
Excuse me?
What are you doing over there?
Excuse me?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm playing your stomach some more.
Why? Makes me have to poop.
You have to poop? Here, you want to hear Andy's... I'm going to play the Andy snap in a reverb. You want to hear that? That should be fun for Sassy. Okay, here. Andy, my point is just this. Your body, when you eat more than it burns, it creates fat. Now, I would like for you to explain to me how it is that your body creates fat without you eating more than you're burning. Where does that come from?
I went walking this morning.
That's not the answer to the question.
Yes, it is, you stupid bitch! Don't you dare tell me that's not the answer. I will go off on your ass, okay?
Oh, that should burn some calories at least. Go for it.
Oh, my.
It's the most interesting thing that's happened to this.
Did you hear me, man?
Are you in your own room or do you share a room with mother?
I have my own fucking room, stupid bitch. Sit on your face.
You're making whale sounds.
Do you have water? Do which treatment? Where did you walk, Andy? Where did you go on your walk?
Girdle. Eat the bird, bitch!
Cheryl?
Slyson.
I would like you to read it. Yes, I did see it. I would like you to read this entire Facebook exchange, starting with...
Oh, fine. Wonders if you've ever made an omelet in fashionable turquoise undies. Jason, see you on the bus. Dan, just never cook bacon naked, trust me. Brad Lights. We do add a certain level of fabulousness to that bus. Richard, just a turquoise underneath and a bit of Spanish flavor to the omelets. Brad Lights. Wow. Perhaps if they were full of good spaccio. Robert, so you're eating an omelet out of the pair of underwear. They're clean, right? Jason, gasp. A pillow of undies I did not yet have. I'll have to get a pair. So I can make omelet in every color. Undies. Alan, yes, and also without Brad Light. Just in case you all thought I was joking, twitpic.com/4PTIH.
You had to give out the TwitPic code, didn't
Listen.
You? You just had to.
Listen, I have to do nothing. I was reading, I was following your directions.
You
told me to read it, the exchange.
Yeah, but I didn't say you had to spell out the Earl.
Well, how else would I read the exchange?
With your layups?
It's good help, Mark. It's good help, Mark.
Now I have to edit this program.
Why?
I don't know. Because Wanda's going to get very mad at me if I play that business.
I don't right. know.
Then we won't have Eat This Hot Show. It's bad enough I got to deal with that fucking skag Vera every time she gets her feelings hurt. I got to get a goddamn ambulance over with a case of Jack Daniels to rescue her, to rescue the show. Now I got Wanda pissed over me because she's wearing blue panties. But really, it's not my fault. I'm not the one wearing blue panties and making all
You also get it posted on your Facebook.
Right. Why do I get blamed for her blue panties or turquoise? Turquoise?
You haven't.
Is it turquoise or turquoise?
Mm-hmm.
Turquoise? Wait a second. I think Zichy's made me a new song. I so rarely do shows anymore that nothing happens here. I think we're going to end and I'll play this song, but let me find the song first. It's already after midnight. Yes, there is a new song from the Zeichs.
Great.
Wait, I think I might have missed another new song. Okay. I think I might have missed as
so
words
that
end in
E. I get to go to sleep soon.
Yeah, but listen to the songs before you go
to
bed.
I can't. No.
Okay. Well, then don't.
Well, then we'll
all right, do. Cheryl. But well, you'll listen to the program later after it's posted, right?
Sure.
Okay. Well, this is the first Zichy song, and then there'll be another one, and then we'll all go to Betty Bullweeds. Unless Vince decides to take an Ambien. Okay, bye. Thank you for being on the Grum. Get fucked. I hung up on the bitch.
The second orgasm, and I'll see you later. I've got an appointment with a hair straightening man. She said you wouldn't like me in the morning anyway. My hair curls throughout the day, and by the evening I'm looking like a horse. I said, I don't care. Madge Weinstein, you could never look like a horse to me. I'll follow you anywhere to the Black Jewel. Groceries home and light you a fire. And if you like eating meat, I'll cook you a freaking steak. But I'd rather you were vegan like me, and we could just eat dates. I'll follow your light.
Epilepsy is dancing, she's a Christ now departing, and I'm finding my rhythm as I twist in the snow. Oh, the metal binding me down the brain of my river, or the fire was searching for a waterway home. I cry, glitter is love. My eyes pinned inside with green jewels, hanging like Christmas stars from golden veil. As I came to a screaming, hold me while I'm dreaming, for my fingers are curling and I cannot breathe. Then I cried in the kitchen, how I seen your ghost witching, there's a soldering blue line between my eyes. Cut me a quadrant.
the love you've lent me. While the river was twisting and braiding, the bait barbed in a string sobbed as it cut through the hustling breeze. And I watched how the water was kneading so neatly, gone trickling, nearly slow to a stop in his heat, in a frenzy, coil and flush long the muscles beneath. Press on me, we are restless things. Whips of seaweed are swaddling, and you call upon the dusk of the mask of a squid chat, full of ink until you sink into your crib. Rowan nylon among the reeds, among the rushes, I heard your song before my heart had time to hush it. Smell of a stone fruit being cut and being open. Smell of a low and of a lazy cinder smoking. And when the fire moves away, fire moves away, son. Why would you say I was the last one?
This is the best thing to wear for today, you understand?
Yeah.
Because I don't like women in skirts. And the best thing is to wear pantyhose or some pants under a short skirt, I think. Then you have the pants under the skirt. And then you can pull the stockings up over the pants underneath the skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always take off the skirt and use it as a cape. So I think this is the best costume for today.
Okay.
I have to think these things up, you know.